Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor. I bless you for being my everything. I thank you right now, God, for being my provision, my leader, my guide, my comfort, my friend, my companion. And today I owe you my prayer. I owe you my worship. Hallelujah. I bless you, God, for being the greatest God in the whole world. I will sing to you in this holy place. I will tell you. I will pray to you in my secret place. Yeah. For you are my everything. Yeah, I stand and give you glory and praise. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on, stand and take 3 seconds to begin to worship God right now. I don't care where you're standing. I want you to lift up your holy hands and begin to offer for worship. A praise of appreciation to the Lord for being your everything. Before all mankind, I will continually praise your holy name for the rest of my life. I can stand and testify that none compares to you. For you are El Shaddai. Oh yeah, you are my everything. Father, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your holy name this day. And God, I will let the whole world know how great you are. What an awesome provider. What an awesome comforter. What an awesome friend. What an awesome God. I just want to testify a second. You're my life. Lord, you're my strength. You're everything to me. Even when I feel like giving up, you're my joy. So divine. Yes, you are. Surpasses all understanding. When I don't know where I'm going to turn to, Lord, you're my hope in the time of trouble. Even when I don't know where my next meal is coming from, somehow, some way you make a way. You're my life. You're my strength. Lord, you're everything to me. And I gotta testify that you are. Pride of this life, you step right in on time. You became my hope in the time of trouble. When the gas prices went high, you still made a way. You are my life. You're my strength. You calm my mind, just like you calm the sea. You
You are my everything. Life, strength, joy, divine peace. Yes, you are. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Running for Christ Ministries Sunday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own Sister Deaconess Loretta Welch. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Great. Thanks for being with us this morning. Take it away, Sister Loretta.
Said, hi, my name is Deaconess Loretta Welch, and I'm going to bring you a morning scripture and prayer for this morning. And it's coming from Romans 12, 1 through 13. It's a living sacrifice to God. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you, give your bodies to God because of all he's done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and the authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. It is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. What is wrong? Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. We ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people in this service. Lord, we ask that you heal the sick and comfort many bereaved, that you bless the preacher with the word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We ask that Jesus Christ be lifted in songs, prayers, and preached word so that all those who are lost will be found. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Deaconess Loretta, for that powerful scripture, a living sacrifice to God. We appreciate you. And just have a beautiful day.
And you do the same, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Amen. Did you know that? Well, did you believe that Jesus was going to start to reign when he came back? Amen. He is already Lord of Lords and has always been King of Kings and always will be. Yes, he reigns. It might look like the devil got something going on, but he's only doing what the Lord has allowed him to do. You can find it everywhere. The Bible talks about the end times. So, amen. Church, we ought to be comfortable. We ought to be able to sing praises to God no matter what's going on in the world, because he reigns. Amen. And one of the wonderful things about that is this. Amen. No matter what we face, this is what the formula is, right? Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Amen. And remember what God has already done. And then you can say, well, if he did it before, he can do it again.
Back up where you had it.
Give it, no, I'm not gonna turn around.
Hey, man, could you imagine being at a Ty Tribbett concert? You come home, you'd be tighter than you ever been. Hey, man, that boy had you jumping all over the place. Hey, man, you know, I thank God that he's a good, good God. I often tell him, you know, I thank you that you're not crazy. Hey, man, because what if God was like Satan? Oh, Lord have mercy. Just make us have all kinds of army men kind of fun with us, and then just throw us in the corner somewhere. I am so glad that he is a good, good father.
Ooh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are.
All right. Perfect in all of your ways. A good, good Father. Yes, you are. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Thank you. Which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this next selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own Sister Deaconess June Rogers, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Sister Deaconess June Rogers. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
He still had faith in his God to lift his voice and declare.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters out there. Yes, we know that the Lord will provide, and he's actually provided me with a lot of technology over here. I was trying to print out my prayer that I wrote this morning that I believe I got directly from the Holy Spirit, and my printer's not working, so I'm going to be reading off my monitor. So if I end up hesitating, I'm still here. It's just that I have a little interference between my computer and my printer. And just this morning, why don't we, you know, as we get ready to go to the throne, let's make sure we don't have any interference, anything that would hinder this prayer, any interference, any distractions. Let us go to the throne of grace, talking to the Lord with our whole heart and remembering to forgive anyone right now. If there's anything that's on your heart, if you're holding any unforgiveness there, anything that would distract or interfere with us getting this prayer through. So let us pray. Oh, wonderful, awesome God of the heavens, of the earth, of everywhere, we worship and adore you. We thank you for the time you've given us that we call a day, and we are so grateful for this time you carved out to spend with us, your beloved children, to sit at your feet as we adoringly spiritually gaze upon you seated at your throne, for which only you are worthy to be seated. Only you, Lord God, your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, for you are one, are worthy of all of our praise and honor. And yes, Lord, you hear something like this from us all the time, but based on our actions, for while we may have doubts about whether we really mean it when we say it, you know for sure. And so we must beg your forgiveness. Before we utter one more word, we ask that you forgive us for the many sins that we have committed since our last confession. Lord, we know that you're not somewhere keeping track or keeping score on our sins. In Micah 7, it says that as we come trembling out of our holes, fearful for what we have done, that you show mercy and compassion, hurling our iniquities into the depths of the sea. You say that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just and will forgive us. Let us get that justice part, God. In our world today, when a person commits an offense, often there is a confession. If it is a personal matter, lots of snooping and loud accusations and arguments, challenging and defensive words are uttered. If it's an official matter, the authorities conduct investigations to force the truth out into the open. But God, you are not a man. And you do not lie. And you are not only capable of always knowing the truth, but the word also says that the Son is the way and the truth. Hebrews 6 and 18 and Titus 1 and 2 acknowledges that indeed you cannot lie. So we recognize you, God, to be the ultimate arbitrator of truth and justice. Because you see all and know all, you know that every single one of us praying to you right now has committed offenses against you and is deserving of punishment. We have earned a sentence of death in every way, physically and spiritually.
But you, O wonderful and merciful God, made a way for us not to have to take a hit. We cannot survive. You sent Jesus Christ, your Son, to take the fall for us. So justice prevails in every case. Jesus died for our past, present, and future sins. The accuser, the evil one, can attempt to condemn us all he wants, but he will not prevail. You, Lord God, win the case for us every single time. So, Father, how distressing it must be for you to see your children unwilling to show mercies to each other that you have shown to us. Every single day, we reach for the speck in our brother or sister's eye, blinded with the beam that is in our own eyes. The new thing is accusations about mask wearing and COVID vaccines. You have answered our prayers, dear God. You are providing us with the relief we begged you for to halt the devastating effects of COVID-19. We ask you to stop the spread of the virus, and you have. We ask you to give us a way to protect ourselves from the virus, and you have. We begged you to bring an end to the suffering, and you have. Oh, Lord, thank you so very much. And now as we try to return to normal, please help us to see that some of our old ways need to remain in the past. And let us instead embrace the lessons that you taught us by way of the Holy Spirit as we bask in your mercy, protection, and forgiveness. Let us never again refuse to heed your wisdom. You said if any man lack wisdom, to seek you. You have given us answers individually and by way of the scientific experts you have given to the nation. We can choose to believe the lies of the evil one, the great deceiver, if we want. But let the lesson of just how bad things can get remind us to never do that again. Whose report will we believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. Father God, may we never again be found so unprepared financially that when catastrophe strikes, we know not where our next meal will arrive. You have shown us many lessons in the Word of the importance of multiplying what we have so that we not only are not in lack, but that we have plenty to share with others who are in need. And Father God, may we always cherish human life, that which you have given to us and that of our fellow brothers and sisters. In this trial, we got to see the selfishness of man, but more importantly, we got to see who we are. Lord, help us to recognize that if we do not like the picture of the man or woman in the mirror, with your help through the Holy Spirit, we can change. So that's it, Lord. This morning, our petition is for you to help us learn that you will show us us. We will never change if we do not first agree with your truth about the fact that we do sin and the fact that we are helpless in fighting the spiritual battle that leads to freedom. Lord, we want to be free from sin, but we can't do it without you. We want to live the kind of lives that you want to give us. So we ask that you transform us. We put our will on the altar this morning, Lord God. We align our will with that of your will, your word, for we want our inheritance in your kingdom, where we are absent from these bodies. And the fruit of the Spirit that you have promised us in this side, on this side, when we let the Holy Spirit guide our lives, we pray that you produce in us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so we release right now all of our cares, worries, needs, and wants into the only hands that are able to hold and handle them. Father, we pray that your will is done everywhere on earth. You said that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. We acknowledge, Lord, that if we keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace. Lord, let us not be selfish and to especially remember your charge to us to love each other as we love ourselves, and your even greater charge for us to love each other as you have loved us. Oh, yes, love will save the day. All of these problems we face across the globe, from the current conflict in the Middle East between the descendants of Isaac and Ishmael, to the conflict between the Republicans and Democrats, between the masked and the unmasked, between the vaccinated and those hesitant. Every last one of these situations could be resolved if we let go and let you, if we only would ask you for guidance and really listen to your wise counsel, and then ask whether in our human minds that guidance makes sense or not. whether it serves our selfish interests or not. Oh, Lord, why do we call you Lord, Lord, and will not do what you say? If we have already made up our minds about how we're going to proceed, what is the point of crying out unto you for help? If Joshua already had his mind made up how he would fight the battle in Jericho, he certainly would not have repeated your order to walk around the wall for days and then with a shout, get the victory you promised. And while we do not know for sure, you know the part you played during the Cuban Missile Crisis where World War III was averted. Father, we ask that you impress on the hearts of your people to just love like you say, to love like our lives depend on it, because this is the simple truth. We commit ourselves into your hands once again, seeking your face and asking that you would heal our nation, fully aware that as your people called by your name, coming before you humbly, pledging to turn from our wicked ways is what will activate your promise of healing our land. That's the word. We pray for true salvation of those in leadership of our nations. You said that the heart of the king is in your hands. We pray that they will seek you and make godly decisions. Let them every day acknowledge and be mindful of the stewardship that many of them pledge to undertake. Help us to see that it is you, Lord, that is with us, that it is you leading us into all righteousness. Help us to remember, Father, that you will always permit those to find you when they earnestly seek you. You said that. You cannot lie, and it's you who protect us. Help us to also remember that our days are numbered, and may that knowledge urge us to be about your business. Regardless of what strikes us down ultimately and takes us from this earth when we're absent from these bodies and present with you, Lord, there are going to be some loved ones we leave behind, and they're going to be sad. Help them, Lord. Comfort them by way of the Holy Spirit and by acts of kindness, especially from those of us who call ourselves believers, so that they can see you through our works. We place this all at your feet, Father. Our world, families, relationships, everything that's on our hearts, right here, we're leaving it at the altar. We will not move until you tell us to. We're going to cast our cares on you just like you told us to do. And we're going to listen just like Joshua did. Maybe it's not going to be an angel coming down and speaking to us, but you've given us the Holy Spirit. And those of us who really know your voice. So help us, Lord, to listen and to hear and to obey. Please hear now, O Lord, all the individual requests that are being offered up from across the entire world of worshipers through this broadcast. We thank you for this venue where we can all be in different cities, different states, different nations, all at once in real time, praying to you, and you're able to hear each and every one of us. I pray, Father, that everyone listening is already saved, and if not, that they will be before this service has ended. Please use this offering of praise, worship, and teaching to draw men and women to you so that they accept your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful salvation. How can anyone be saved if they ignore such a great salvation? We pray that those who are already saved will keep pressing on in unity and our faith and the knowledge of your Son so that we will mature, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Father, we recognize that there are not just those that are tuning in live right now, but some will listen next week, next month, or maybe well into the distant future, even during the tribulation times. We pray for these souls now, Lord. Give them a word for them in their time, whatever it is. And we know that you can and that you will do this because you are a faithful God, keeping your covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love you and who keep your commands. We bring these petitions as we proclaim you as King, acknowledging you to be that you are, as eternal, immortal, invisible, and the only God, the God who cannot and will not lie. And so we join heaven this morning declaring, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We say to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. And we end our prayer. We seal our prayer in the name that is above all other names, the name that one day every knee shall bow to and that every tongue will confess as Lord. In the great name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
You make my life. simple one, is it meant to lie? Could I ever save you? Oh, people and things clutter my mind. Should I even try? Oh,
don't bother, Jesus.
That's what they say.
Nothing to offer.
Stay in your place.
Thank you, Deaconess Rogers, for praying and making our request known to God. Have a beautiful day and the best day ever. Thank you. We appreciate you. Hey, I am having a great time this morning, and I am enjoying this service, and I hope you are too. With more to come, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, and be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Amen. All right. Time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part. Icing on the cake. The next voice you will hear following this selection is our very own man of God, Associate Pastor Jonathan Tate. Let's prepare to receive Associate Pastor Jonathan Tate coming his own unique way with a word from the Lord. Amen.
When I call your name out from the valley, you come. You come. And when I call your name out from the hills, you come. You come. I want to be where you are, 'cause you are where I am. I wanna be where you are, 'cause you are where I am. Call your name out from the valley. Yeah.
You come,
and when I call your name out from the hills, Yahuwah, my El.
You come,
said I wanna be.
You are where I am, and it's right in line with the word from Psalm 139. It never ceases to amaze me how the Lord, our Father, lines everything up, and I'm just so thankful for that. You know, I don't understand why people think that things are in utter chaos and no one's in control. But we know our Father runs the show, and he's always on time. He always lines things up. His divine intervention, his divine schedule is awesome, and I'm so glad to know him and to live with him and appreciate him and to just love on him. Let us pray. Thank you so much for this awesome day. We thank you for each and every one that's participating in this broadcast. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your care and for your very presence. We can't thank you enough for being who you are, but if we could just show our love in action, that will suffice. If we could just exercise our loyalty to you, that will suffice. If we could just realize that we are your children and you are our Father, that will suffice if we just give it a try. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'd like to welcome you to Running for Christ Ministries, a ministry of teaching, learning, and doing. The word that provided for us today is Psalm 139. And the theme of that is God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us, God is with us, and his greatest gift is to allow us to know him. Amen. And we're going to read verses 1 through 10 of Psalm 139. It says, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. And we don't say that again as a cliche statement, but we're asking the Lord to bless those who hear, who read, and who do or participate in his word. Amen. Let's look at verse 1. It says, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. So I ask you, what surprises the Lord about you? It's just funny to me that the Lord doesn't know how crazy we are, how twisted up we can become, that we have bad tempers, that we like nasty stuff, or that, you know, we like food that we shouldn't be eating, that we like to cuss folks out, or that we like to listen to certain types of music. It amazes me that we don't realize that the Lord knows everything about us. Verse 1 says, "You, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me." That means everything. There's nothing that our Father, the Lord God, doesn't know about us. He made us. He knew us for all eternity. Remember, the word says, "I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb." That's true. Those are facts. There's nothing that we do or say or anything that the Lord doesn't know about us or that surprises the Lord about us. So consider that as you go through each and every day. He knows you. That's why he wants you to kick it with him and to talk to him, because he knows everything about you. He knows your heart. He knows the core of you. Amen? Amen. Verse 2 says, you know when I sit down or stand up, you know my thoughts even when I'm far away. So, you know, we're like, you know, bad kids at times. We like to run off the porch and run away from the house and do what we want to do. But remember, the Lord knows your thoughts. He knows when you're getting up, when you're sitting down. He knows even when you run off and when you stray away, he knows your thoughts. He knows your heart. There's nothing he doesn't know about you. So when you think, I'm going to do me, and I'm going to rip around and just do me, the Lord is like, okay, I'm right here with you because you belong to me. I'm in you and you're in me. I know what you're thinking. I already know what you got on your mind. I already know what shenanigans you up to for today and even tomorrow and the next day because I know everything about you. I know your thoughts even before you think it. You know, and that's something that we need to understand. Like, you know, I can look into the eyes of my sons and tell when they about to tell a lie. And I cut them off before it comes out. Like, don't lie to me. We could deal with anything. But don't try to play me for a sucker. And they'll be like, well, Dad, you know, and they'll change their tune. But when you spend time with someone, you get to know a lot about them. God has the advantage as our Father, as our Creator, because he knows everything. And he's everywhere at one time. Stop giving the devil power that only God has. Because in our minds, we think that the devil is omnipresent. He's not. The devil is not all-knowing. God is. Those are his attributes. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Period. Satan has to get permission from God to jack you up just like he did with Job. So let's keep that in mind, amen? Amen. Verse 3 says, you see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. So, you know all those deep, dark secrets? Excuse me. You know those places we like to go on the internet? You know those things that we have hidden in our houses? God knows everything about that. No matter what we do, I read it again. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. And again, he knows that even before you think about it. Way before you execute. He knows it. I have to travel today for, and the Lord knew that. And believe it or not, the Lord told me probably about maybe a week and a half ago, hey, you procrastinating, you better book that room. And I went online and I booked the room because he knew that the first game would be at 5:30 today, but we have to have travel time and we got to check in, and they have games scheduled for tomorrow as well. Lord willing, tomorrow rises, we're already in position. So the Lord knew that, you know. And one thing I've learned, and I thank Pastor O for sharing this, he said it's fun to hang out with the Lord, and if you draw close enough to him, he will reveal stuff to you. He told me book that room because the reality is I'm not driving back from Sandusky, Ohio this evening after watching basketball all evening and ripping and running. No, I'm not doing that. So he knew, hey, this is what you need to do because this is coming. He knew today would exist, and I'm thankful for that. And there have been so many times, you know, I shared this with my brother yesterday, that the Lord told me, hey, stop by his house and check on him. You know, I was on my way home because I was exhausted. And I'm thankful that the Lord saw fit to let me sleep in this morning. But everything that I do, everything that you do, everything that we do is of no surprise to him. He knows. And I'm thankful for that because sometimes, well, all the time, he'll protect me from me when I decide to listen. When I don't decide to listen, I got to get the whooping. Amen. Amen. Verse 4 says, you know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. The Lord knows, especially working at corrections. And
my caseload. My mouth over the years has turned terrible. I can't just blame it on corrections because I'm my own person, but sometimes, you know, things come out. But I have to remember that he knows exactly what I'm about to say, and to listen to him for things that I don't need to say in certain ways, you know, because sometimes I can, you know, be colorful in my speech. And it's something that he's continuing to work with me on. Y'all pray for me, you know, but sometimes, and my kids will tell you even, sometimes they'd be like, okay, Dad, using colorful language, that means we need to get up out of here or leave him alone. So, but the Lord knows everything that I'm going to say before I say it. He knows my thoughts. He's examined my heart. There's nothing, excuse me, of surprise to him. But I have to listen knowing that he's my father, because he'll whisper to me, son, come on now. You know better. Now you say it this way. And I'm thankful for that, because he'll give me specific examples of what to say and how to say it. Even with, yes, John does have people he don't really care for, but I have to show them love too. You know, I told somebody the other day, if, you know, I can forgive my father after being absent for 44 years, if I can forgive someone who shot at me twice over some glasses, then a lot of that stuff you tripping about is minor. So forgive them. Amen? Amen. Verse 5 says, you go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. So the Lord knows where we're going before we go. And he goes before and he follows us. Remember, because God is omnipresent, he can do that. So when we say, Lord, you know, give me a safe trip, or Lord, you know, bless me while I'm walking and look out for me, he's already taken care of that. All we got to do is trust in him and follow his lead. And it says, you place your hand of blessing on my head. You know, I think about, like, with my sons, sometimes I, you know, grab their heads or palm it, you know, since they were little. You know, and I just think about, you know, the father doing that, grabbing his bald head, like, you know. And I know sometimes he's probably looking like, ain't that boy head big, but, and hard, you know. But just to me, it's like a form of affection, you know, to their heads, my sons, and, you know, for the Lord to touch mine and to bless me with putting his hand on my head. You know, remember this, if nothing else, if you get nothing else from this, he's our father. You know, David had a solid, tight relationship with the Lord, so much so that the Lord said, this is a man after my own heart. Now, was David perfect? Far from it. But his heart, that's what the Lord examines. That's what he looks at in us, our hearts. And I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus that covers our sins, that paid that debt, you know, for us, so that we can commune and be all up in the mix with our Father. You know, sometimes my sons will just sit next to me, you know, just to, you know, just to be in my presence like that, to be in my intimate space. And I enjoy it because they're, you know, they're getting older, they're teenagers. So, you know, I enjoy the fact that every now and then they want to just sit tight and be next to me, you know, and don't last long, but I appreciate the few seconds that I get, you know. But we can do that with the Father. We can be up in his mix. We can kick it with him. We can talk to him. We don't have to be shamed. You know, when we sin or we cut up, just go to him and ask for forgiveness. if we don't know nothing else to Running for Christ Ministries, we know 1 John 1:9 because, oh, and a bunch of us are always quoting it when we cut up, you know. So that's a real verse. That's a real situation. We can run to the Father and be like, look, I'm sorry. Please clean me up. He like, I got you. Nah, stay out the dirt. You know, and we gonna keep playing and living life. Amen? Amen. Verse 6 says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, I feel that way. Feel that, how in the world can the Lord, my Father, love on me, such a wretch, such a can't get right at times, such a foul mouth, you know, ratchet gaff at times. But he sees my heart and he sees what Jesus did for me on the cross. And I'm telling you from experience, you know, last Saturday, my son wanted to release some balloons to remember his mother, you know, because it's been a year since she passed away. And, you know, he disappeared. And I went to, you know, see where he was, and he was in his room, and he was sobbing. And all I could do was rub his back. And I said, Lord, help. Lord, comfort. Heal right now. And that's what I said to my father. And, you know, after a while, that's what happened. We experienced that healing together. We experienced that comfort time. And, you know, I was choked up because I'm like, Lord, you're so good to me. I don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. But you're so good to me. And that's what David is saying right here. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand that you everywhere and you know me. You know everything about me, but yet you love me. You care about me. Every little detail you know about me. Let's marinate on that throughout today. Amen? Amen. Verse 7 says, I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. Remember, once you get saved, God the Holy Spirit sets up shop inside of you. You can't go away from him. You belong to him, and he belongs to you. I will always give my Aunt Janice, she's the assistant pastor at Running for Christ, I will always give her credit for showing us. She brought these dolls in. We were having Bible study, and the dolls fit inside of each other. You know, it was like a bigger doll, a bigger doll, a bigger doll. And she said she was demonstrating how we're in the Lord and he's in us, and how we're interlocked and we're together. So we can't go away from him, no matter what we do or what we say. You know, there are people right now who are saved, but they're like, I don't believe in God. You know, there's not a God. There are people walking the earth like that. And he's like, you can say what you want, but you belong to me, and I belong to you, period. So I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence, no matter what we say. Or what we do. I'm going to say that again. No matter what we say or what we do, we cannot get away from him. Once you're saved, you're always saved. He's in you and you're in him. We cannot escape. Bam. All right? All right. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. And I think in some translations, the grave is translated as hell. Again, we cannot escape. So you can wander off, you can stray, you can do whatever you want to do. No matter where we go, he's there. You may ask the question, hey, John, and I'll be like, what's up? So when you was hanging out in the strip club, obviously you were adult. You got saved when you were 10. Was he next to you? Yeah. I cannot escape him. Where I go, he goes. If God the Holy Spirit sets up shop inside of me, then he's with me no matter where I go or what I do. Now, brothers and sisters, do I go to strip clubs anymore? I don't. I ain't gonna lie. I had a blast when I was going, but not so much anymore. I don't go. So if we're hanging out and we're spending time and cultivating our relationship and engaging in our intimacy with God the Son, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, then we should be doing different. We should be better in our actions, in our thoughts, in our ways. You know, I love Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So in all of our ways, if we acknowledge him, he will direct our paths. We will do different. There's certain places we won't go. There's certain people we won't engage with. We'll pray for them. We all have people that be on shenanigans that we cool with and we love dearly. I know I do. I got an interesting bunch, but I love them dearly. And, you know, folks are saved, but, you know, the old shenanigans. So we have to do different, knowing that where we go, he's already there because he's with us. Amen? Amen. Verse 9 says, if I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, 10 says, even there your hand will guide me. And your strength will support me. No matter where we go, he's there. He will guide us, and he will support us. I didn't make this up. It's word. It's right here in black and white. And the truth of the matter is, when you reflect on things that the Lord has brought you through and the things that he's instructed you to do, you can co-sign what I'm saying. You can support what this word says. Because it's true. I'm a living witness. The Lord has kept me time after time after time. And I've been saved 34 years, brothers and sisters. So there's a lot of things that I know better of. And thankfully, there are things that I'm doing better in because of his instruction, because of his faithfulness, because of his loyalty to me. But my prayer is that John and the rest of us will show our loyalty to him and to abide in his word and his will and his way and to commune and lay up next to our Father and be up in his mix and allow him into our mix. Because again, everything that we do, everything we say, everything that we think, so no surprise to him. To the last two verses of 139. Verse 23 and 24. 23 reading says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. If you ask the Lord to know your heart and to test you and know your anxious thoughts, and to point out anything in you that offends him, he will lead you along the path of everlasting life. But you know, if you're not saved and you're not certain that you're saved. This is pointless because you're not in relationship with the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit. You're in relationship with the devil. All he wants to do is to destroy you, and that means eternally in hell. With him, he wants company to his final place of unrest. I won't say resting place, his final place of unrest, because hell is real. It's not open yet, but it's real. It will be open, and eternity is a long time. I don't care how long you've been alive on earth. Eternity is a long time. See, when Dr. Pelham Love talked about the reality, that was my pastor at River Rouge Bible Assembly from, you know, a good portion of my life until I came over to Running for Christ. He talked about the realities of hell and eternity lasting forever, ever, ever. And that scared me as a 10-year-old. So I ran home. Well, I walked because I didn't run. But and my great grandmother sat. Her house was next door to mine, and I sat on the side of her porch. She had an enclosed porch, and I said, I don't want to go to hell. I want to be saved. Lord, I believe that you lived and you died and rose for my sins, and I invited the Lord Jesus into my heart and life. That moment, October 31st of 1987, at 379 Polk in River Rouge, Michigan. I did that because of the reality of hell, the reality of the devil, but also for the reality of heaven, the reality of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I'm certain that my ticket is already punched. I'm going to heaven when I leave Earth. I can leave Earth at any given moment, any second, today, whenever, but I'm ready to go because I know where I'm going. So if you're not certain of where you're going, when your heart stops, when your body ceases to live, then all you have to do first is believe that Jesus came to die for your sins, for all of them, past, present, future, and that he rose from the grave for you. That's the first part. I always say Jesus walked the earth. You can look it up. He was a real man that walked the earth. Never sinned. That's why he could have went to the cross. If you sincerely believe that, all you have to do is repeat after me in prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I am an admitted sinner. I believe that you lived, you died, and you rose to pay for all of my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and my life to save me so that I can spend eternity with you in glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer, you believe, you got to believe. Romans 10, 9, and 10 talks about that. You have to believe first, and then you confess that you're a sinner, and you invite him into your heart and life. Now you're saved. All you have to do now, get into a good Bible-based church. You can feel free to continue to kick it with us and fellowship with us on Blog Talk Radio all around the world. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for knowing everything and seeing everything. Thank you, Lord, that for what we do and what we say and think is not a surprise to you. But help us, Lord, to do the things that you want us to do. Help us to make you proud of us as your children, Lord, when we think and when we say things and when we do things. We thank you, Lord, for anyone that was saved, Lord, today. It was a celebration in heaven because we got another brother or sister in our family. And Lord, right now I pray for the Pierce family and the Washington family, Lord, in the passing of our brother Ben Pierce, awesome brother, I called him Uncle P. Always known him all my life. Saved brother. But I thank you, Lord, for inviting him for this awesome day. We thank you for each and every one that's participating. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You know, as you was preaching, going through there, it was a while before I found out that the Lord see everything and know everything. After we, after I was saved and we would be talking, he would bring up something before I was saved. And I would say to him, wait a minute. I wasn't saved then. You saw that? Then he started revealing tapes of everything. And I'm like, Lord, you got to get rid of that stuff. He's like, don't worry about it. Only I can see that. Amen. Let's going forward, you know. And then when you was talking about the strip club, Jesus say, don't have it. I hope you don't mention Matthew chapter 9 when I went to Matthew's house. And they had the Pharisees and the tax collectors and the sinners. He said, who you think them sinners were? I say, oh Lord, you was up on the set like that. He like, I sure was, and I brought him up out of there too. Amen. But yes, we hang out a lot. We laugh a lot, you know. Then there's the conviction stuff where he wants me to start being like he say, you're living beneath yourself. I'm trying to lift you up.
Right.
Amen. Amen, brother. That sermon brought back a whole lot of memories from 1970 and all the crazy stuff. Like you said, where you go, you take him. And boy,
yeah,
we went to some interesting places. but I'm telling you, we got locked up. And he was right there. He was all up in DeHoko. I'm like, I asked him, I'm like, you even go to jail? You know, but this was 1978. I was a 3-year-old Christian. I just didn't think he went everywhere, but I found out, and you know, it kind of make it hard to see him when he know where you're going and what you're going to do. Oh, God, I told him that, too. I told him one time, look, if you keep bringing you up when I'm with these girls and we start talking about you, then the girls would say to me, well, should we do this after what you just told me? And, of course, I would have to say no.
Right.
So when I got outside, I'm like, look, Jesus, you got to stop going with me and making people ask questions. But anyway, preacher, brought back some memories. Hold on. Bring you back.
All right.
Hey, man, if you've been walking with Jesus any length of time and y'all actually became friends, hey, man, this song going to really help you, and then we'll come back.
There are times when life seems so unfair. Disappointments and disillusions. Disgrace and whole lot of despair. Lost sight of where you were. Can't figure out when. You don't know where. Now you're running out of time and out of friends and out of strength. My God, you're running out of air.
Been on a long and rocky road. Had times you felt cheated to have to bear this load, while others who would barely even try would spread their wings like eagles and soar into the sky. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus is softly calling. But because of who he is and because of where he's been, because of what he's done, you can start
over.
My, 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 my. had to bear has made your life weary, though others aren't aware of the mountains of mistakes you tried to hide. With a smile on your face and a broken heart inside, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter where you've died. Jesus is softly calling, but because of who he is and because of where he's been, because of what he's done, you can start all over again.
Begins today.
Yeah.
Start over again.
Oh, yes, you can.
Your weeping may endure for a night. Had a long night. Had to wrestle. Had to fight.
Start all over again.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Start again.
It's morning.
Start again.
Start over again. Tell the devil I'm back. Got my courage back. Tell your woman, tell your son, your daughter too, that it's back. Clark Kent back to Superman. Got my fight back. Superman, get back up again. You can do it.
Yes, you can.
You can do it.
Yes, you can.
On your mark.
Yes, you can.
Get set.
You can.
Go.
Amen. To start all over again, we pray that you prayed that prayer with Pastor Jonathan Tate, and we pray that you gave your life to Jesus, and now all you need to do is find that Bible-based church he told you about. Go to our church website and click on Salvation Prayer. It'll be 6 characteristics of a Bible-based church on that page, and they'll help you recognize and then find and then join one and become all you just became. Amen, in Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the things that you want to do in your Christian life before you go home, you know, if you never get to hear Jesus' voice here on earth because you just didn't do like the preacher said, draw near to him, hang out with him, chill with him, amen, then you do that, you get to know him. If you hang with somebody, you can recognize their voice with your eyes closed. And if you hang with somebody long enough, you can recognize them turned backwards, walking down the street away from you. You know who it is. You know him. And Jesus wants us to know him like that. He didn't become our Savior to be estranged from us. He came so he could come close to us, be near to us. He is as near as the Holy Spirit inside of you. The reason we can't hear his voice, like he said over in John chapter 10 in 2 places over there, he said, my sheep know my voice. He even said in the former part of chapter 10 that another voice they will not follow. My sheep know my voice, and they follow me. Amen. So we can know his voice just like the disciples knew his voice. Y'all know he rose and ascended into heaven, right? Paul heard his voice on a number of occasions. Ananias heard his voice and went to minister to Saul. So we can hear it. Don't ever let anybody tell you that Jesus can't talk. That's crazy. And God would be crazy to create us and then say, oh, snap, I forgot to make a way to communicate with him. That sounds like something I would do. That ain't no God stuff right there. That's crazy. Jesus said in James chapter 4 and 8, come near to me, I'll come near to you. Now, if you can't hear Jesus when he's near to you, then you probably need to go get some hearing aids or something like that. Amen. Where you at, Crystal? Where you at? I see where you at. There you at. Amen. There you at, Crystal. Did you hear that perfect grammar? There you at.
I heard that. There you
I've
at.
Heard this
yes.
one. Where you been at?
You
know,
where you
what
been
about
at?
That one? People, they talk
oh,
about me.
God.
Where you been at?
Yeah, just. Where you been is fine. Where you been?
I know, but where you been at? That's the part that messed me up. I'm ready to answer them. Then I hear at, and I'm like, okay, that part probably ain't none of your business. Just go with where you been.
None of your business.
So I can tell you not here.
Yes, okay.
I've been at not here.
I've been at not here. At there. Lord, have mercy. Well, today,
coming close.
You know, I love.
Crystal, let me ask you a question before you get to doing these announcements.
Okay.
Do you feel like you can hear God better than you did before?
Yes, 100%. Now, we still struggle with that because I'm like, you know, because I'm a human being, I just feel like, you know, I do what I do, and I don't always consult God, and I don't always acknowledge my ways unto him. And, you know, but, yeah, I do. I've heard everything from that still, small voice to that overwhelming loudness of, like, with my name being called, like, yo, hey, you, girl, this is, yeah. So, yeah.
Yo, hey, you, girl, dude, this
is. You know, and sometimes I'll be honest with you, I can't wait to really get to where, like, you're at and where Jonathan is at and Deacon Tate is at and June is at, you know, hearing the Lord like you all hear him. Because sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I don't always feel like what I heard was the Lord, but I also know that the Lord won't ever tell me anything wrong. You know, you've always told us about those four voices: you, the world, Satan, and the Lord. And so our voice is the loudest voice. And so I try to put things in categories, and three of those will tell you the wrong way to go, and only one is going to tell you the right way to go. So sometimes I'll be like, Jesus, look, I know when you come back, we're already going to be raptured, you know, but seriously, can you just come down and just tell me to my face that yes or no, or I
not
just
gonna
need
happen.
To know, it's not going to happen. Because so
if you do
I'm
it for
like,
you,
oh.
I'm going to be like,
so
you do it for her, but you wouldn't do that for me.
For real.
I asked
exactly.
you to do that, you're like,
a
now
long
he's clear
time ago.
With me. He's yeah. real clear with me about running for Christ. Now, when it comes to my hot rod, I keep hearing him say, you need a CUDA. But then I say,
yeah.
Jesus, did you say mm-hmm. that? He say, I ain't open my mouth. Okay,
ain't
so I'm still working
nothing.
On that part.
Right. Right. And, you know, he's no respecter of persons. So he ain't going to come down and tell me, you know, to do anything because, again, he'd have to do it for everybody. So I just have to, you know, just, you know, when you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. And so I know that as I continue to get closer to the Lord, I will be able to distinguish his voice and know what he said and it be clear, you know, just as more time moves on. But, yes, I can most definitely. I mean, look, I told y'all the story before. Before I came to Running for Christ Ministries, I got the word, but I was also a kid. And so when you're a kid, you act like a kid, but when you grow up, you know what I'm saying, the relationship that you have with the Lord should be very different, you know, so I still should not be in my immature, childish Christianhood, and sometimes I'd be like, Jesus, I know I'm a little remedial, but really? You know, I know I'm a little slow on some things, but, you know, I just feel like, you know, as we continue to grow, you know, God's word is inexhaustible, and so we'll never know everything, but I don't understand how people.
That's the key.
Yeah.
That's
I
the
don't
key right there.
How you don't.
he taught me how to hear him. I noticed that when I read the Bible through a bunch of times, I started mm-hmm. hearing him a whole lot more. And even mm-hmm. when stuff would come up that wasn't written in the Bible, mm-hmm. the other day I was telling my wife about it. I was standing in the backyard, and the Lord mentioned a lucrative little business offer to me. Mm-hmm. And he was testing me to see if I knew mm-hmm. his voice or not, even at this stage mm-hmm. in our relationship. And
yeah,
he said,
wow.
you know, you could get paid doing that, and that's a whole lot easier than mm-hmm. what you used to do. And it's a whole lot cheaper mm-hmm. than the money you used to have to spend to do that, and you could make good mm-hmm. money doing this. And I thought about it, and I said, wait a minute. Number one, I thought you told me not to do no more work other than pastoring. And number two, isn't that illegal what you asking me to do? It was a legal business.
Oh, Lord.
But
yeah.
the way we were talking about it is I just go do it without being mm-hmm. licensed by the mm-hmm. Michigan Department of Agriculture or without mm-hmm. being certified or mm-hmm. without being mm-hmm. insured. I said, mm-hmm. Jesus, that's illegal.
Completely
illegal. It turns out it was a test.
Yeah.
The way I knew it was a
wow.
test is I know that the Lord will never disagree with his revealed word. Even though he was talking
yeah.
to me about something that's not in the Bible, but what's
yeah.
in there is thou shalt not lie.
Amen.
So,
amen.
And that's what it
amen.
Was. Even at this stage in our relationship, he tested me to see if I would do what's right.
Yeah, because he knows in our heart. You know, there's no good thing, and because we're humans and because we're flesh and we're born in shapes of iniquity, there's always an opportunity for us to go left. At any point in time, we can
yeah.
go left. Just like Jonathan said, you know, like Psalm 139, I don't have favorite books or favorite verses, but Psalm 139 is my favorite chapter. It really is because it reminds me of who God is to me, and it reminds me of who I am to God. You know, when you talk about, you know my thoughts, and you see everything that I do, and before I even speak, you know what I'm going to say. Like, you want to talk about knowing somebody? Like, that's like, I told my son, I said, we were watching the show the other day, and this lady was like, oh my God, he's just my soulmate. And the guy was like, yeah, I feel like I met my soulmate. I told my son, if anybody comes to you, any woman comes to you and tell you that you her soulmate, I need you to run and run really, really far, because nobody will ever know you like the Lord knows you. You know what I'm saying? People been married 50 years and there are still things about your spouses, you know, or one another that you all don't know, because there's still, there may be all types of trust there, but there's still things that people don't know. You know, the people who are closest to you don't know. And so I'm like, somebody come and tell you they your soulmate or you their soulmate, just run, because nobody will, Jesus is your soulmate, because he is the only one who knows you inside and out. And he's the only one who will ever know you inside and out. Don't mean you can't have somebody that you're super connected with, but at the end of the day, ain't no soulmates going on down here. Jesus is your soulmate.
No, there's just people who obey the word. That's it. But, you know, it's a wonderful thing to know that God knows us inside and out. And
yes.
what I loved, I'm gonna go ahead and let you do these announcements. When the preacher said that we cannot surprise him, we cannot shock him, and he say, oh, wow, I didn't know you was going to act like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, he knows it all. And he has already prepared a way for us to escape.
Yes.
With every temptation,
yes.
he already has a way for us to escape. So it's in
he
his
so
plan,
good.
But we already
God
know.
Is so good. Yeah.
Jesus is working
oh,
on us, so, and he won't get
Amen.
Through till we get out of here.
Amen. Well, that's the beauty of the Lord and living this life, is that we don't ever have to be perfect as long as we're progressive. And so as long as we're trying to do better, you know, like Jonathan was saying, you know, in the agency where he worked at, you know, it's easy to get real gritty and grimy, because when you're in corrections, I mean, you're dealing with, you know, all types of scenarios and situations. And I can even speak for what I do. You know what I'm saying? I have to be, you know, really professional, even though sometimes people are not professional with me, and so I do have to correct myself. I'm like, can I just not talk today? Because everything that's coming out of my mouth today is all the way left. Like, can we just zip it for today?
You know
what?
I just learned something. That girl who do the progressive commercials is saved. You know why?
Hello.
And you're going to be ready to do announcements after this because she progresses.
You know what?
I'm out.
You're done. I have just been epiphanized. Y'all, we have been epiphanized with love. Oh, my God. I can't. It's too much.
That's that morning flow.
You know
that? I'm out.
Oh, God. Lord, have mercy. Help me. Help me focus these announcements. Oh, my God. All right, y'all. Good morning. If you ain't know what day it is, we're going to pray for you. Lord have mercy. It is Saturday. What day is it? May 15th? Yeah, Saturday, May 15th. Half this month is already gone. Good Lord have mercy. Nevertheless, we are so grateful to be here. We're so happy to have everybody here. So happy Saturday to all of the Blog Talk Radio listeners. Old listeners and new listeners who tuned in today to our Saturday morning worship service. We know that you all had a wonderful time in the Lord. I know I did. The songs were on point. Everything was on point today. But, I mean, this is Running for Christ Ministry, so duh, everything we do is on point. So, anyway, we always want to say thank you to the pastor of the hour, so Pastor Jonathan Tate. We thank you so much for bringing us the word today. We know that you're always ready to bless us, excuse me, with a word from the Lord. So we know you tend to multitask. You said you were driving and having to travel and watching basketball all day and doing all of this stuff. So you still came on and brought us a wonderful word. And so we're very thankful. And we thank God for your faithfulness and your consistency and your obedience to preach and teach the word to us. And so we're very thankful, and we thank you very much for coming on today. We pray that all who heard the word today were blessed in some way by what you heard. And if you weren't, oh, my God, we're going to pray for you. There's no way that you heard this entire service and nothing touched your heart. So we know better than that. So we thank God for all who listened in on today. Amen. Amen. So Running for Christ Ministries, oh, Lord, the physical, sad, lonely, empty building is still located at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. As a couple of reminders, our Bible reading class is held on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Deacon Ollie Welch is teaching 1 Chronicles chapters 7 through 13. The questions have been emailed, and they are online at our church website under Bible classes. Church website, rsbm.org. You'll find them there to be able to participate. Amen. Amen. So every Tuesday at 4 p.m., excuse me, we know that Reverend Richard Overall is here on Blog Talk Radio teaching and preaching in his series Training Day. I don't know if he's teaching. I don't know if he's preaching. I don't know what's going on, but he gives us the business every Tuesday. We're going to have to give him a new title because he gives us the business every Tuesday. So if you're not tuning into that, please set yourself a reminder and tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. to hear Training Day. Lord have mercy. When I tell you, you just have to listen. It's one of those things where if you don't listen, you don't know what I'm talking about. So just set yourself a reminder and tune in. Amen. Amen. So Sunday, tomorrow, May 16th, we will be having our Sunday worship service beginning at 9:30 a.m. with Sunday School with Associate Pastor Jonathan Tate as our teacher for 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and continuing on at 10 a.m. for our Sunday service with Pastor O, who will be bringing the word to us. I feel like I ain't heard Pastor O preach in a month of Sundays, and it was so good, too, to hear Dr. June Rogers hear her voice. I feel like I hadn't heard her in about 25 years, even though I know she wasn't on that long ago, but I just feel like we haven't heard them in a long time, so I'm excited for service tomorrow because we know that Deaconess June Rogers reads Pastor's Word before he actually comes on and preaches, and so we're looking forward to that. So just make sure to tune in tomorrow beginning at 9:30 a.m. Amen? Amen. So the fourth Wednesday of every month, beginning at 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. from now until the month of November, First Fruit Living Ministries, Minister Shelley, Pastor O, as well as anyone else who wants to join in, will be out in front of Running for Christ Ministries right at the bus stop there, praying with people, praying for people, rededicating, restoring people, back to and back in Christ, as well as giving out Bibles, lunches, having conversations. So if you're able to make it out every fourth Wednesday of the month at 11:30 a.m., please do. Amen? Amen. Reminder, of course, that our classes and our services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, but most of all, they are free. So again, church website, rfcm.org. Click on the Blog Talk Radio tab. You'll have access to all of the classes and all the services. I know Pastor O said last week, I believe it's 1,200, if not more, at this point. Amen. Again, they're all for free. So download them and make sure to share the classes and services with others. Amen. Amen. So if you would like to bless us at Run for Christ Ministries with a free will love offering, if you're a member, you want to pay tithes or give any additional offerings, you know where to go, rfcm.org. You'll find all the info right there to do what you need to do. Amen. We want to thank everyone that faithfully gives to Run for Christ Ministries, even though we're not physically in the building. And because of your continuous support, you already know that our first installment towards all of our outreach ministries have already been made. So Forgotten Harvest, Salvation Army, Detroit Rescue Mission, Covenant Houses, Gleaners, and First Fruit Living Ministries are all the outreach ministries that we support. Praise God. We know that these ministries help lots of hurting and struggling people in different capacities all year long. So we praise God for you. God bless you, and we thank you for all of your continuous support. For more info on the outreach reach, please go to rfcm.org, and you'll find that information there. Amen. Amen. In addition to this, if you'd like to give a love offering for the preacher who brought the word to us today, which was Pastor Jonathan Tate, rfcm.org is the place to go. Under offerings, you can just make a notation for who the gift of love is for, again, Pastor Jonathan Tate, and it will be passed on accordingly. Amen. Amen. So we know that prayer is simply talking to God, and it's essential to bringing heaven down to earth. John chapter 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Amen. We have been commanded to seek God in all that we do, and he promised to be with us at all times. Therefore, it is our responsibility to unite as one in the body of Christ, serving in the purpose that he has created for us. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And we ask your prayers for those who are sick, shut in, one another, and of course yourself. Our children, my children, their children, y'all's children, just the kids. Pray for the kids. Amen. Our nation, our world, our leaders on every single level, those who are missing and being exploited, trafficked, abused, as well as all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world who are persecuted for their belief and their service to the Lord. Special prayers, of course, go out to all of our wonderful and beautiful mothers that Run for Christ Ministries, Mother Cheryl, Mother Louisa, Mother Irma, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. Also, please keep in your prayers Tyrone Hamilton and Pastor John McFarland. Pray for those who are spiritually lost and confused, remembering Acts chapter 1, verse 8, which says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, which is your household today, Judea, which is your community today, Samaria, which is outside of your community today, and to the ends of the earth, which is places that you didn't even know people existed. They need the word of God, too, and it's our job to spread the good news of our Savior, Jesus Christ, so that no souls are left behind. Amen? 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 reads, Samuel said, which does the Lord prefer, obedience or offerings and sacrifices? It is better to obey him than to sacrifice the best sheep to him. Now, it was sheep, literal sheep, back in the day. But what do you offer up to God today in place of your obedience to him? Is it your job, your family, your kids, your status, social media, money, whatever it is, fill in that blank, okay? That's your sheep. So if God asks you to plant a seed, then plant it. If that's what he asks you to do, then do it. If he asks you to water that seed, then water it. Whatever you have to give up to do what God asks is nothing in comparison to the blessings you will receive by being obedient. Amen? Obedience is key. Amen. So Psalm chapter 34, verse 18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Romans chapter 12, verse 15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 says, but let us not mourn as those who have no hope. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so when you are sad or brokenhearted or grieving over the loss of a friend or a loved one, or even with the loss that we see here and read about all over the world, use these scriptures as well as many others to give you strength and encouragement that only the word of God can give. Amen. So with that, we ask that you please continue to keep those who are bereaved and hurting in your thoughts and prayers. And we pray God's comfort, healing, love, and peace upon you. Of course, don't forget Sheila Overall and Pastor O, you know, with the loss of Sheila's aunt and my coworker Felicia, who lost her 19-year-old daughter. You know, just a lot of stuff going on. So just please keep those who are grieving and hurting and bereaved in your prayers. Amen? Amen. So we're all part of the body of Christ, and we need each other. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14, 15, and 16 says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Blessings are not always in the form of money or things. A smile or a kind word goes a long way, and the gift of love is free. So take time out to be a ray of light to someone today, because as Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters, and do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, you may have entertained angels without even knowing it. Amen. Amen. So happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk all around the world who celebrated this past week or who are celebrating on today. We always send special love and birthday wishes to our Running for Christ Ministries family. So Joyana, she celebrated her birthday last Saturday on May the 8th. And I don't care if I get beat up for it. I'm not even worried about it. But Deacon Rayfield Rogers will be celebrating his birthday on May the 19th. Amen. So happy birthday to them and to everyone else. Amen. Amen. So your devotional for today is Set Apart for His Glory, and it's by Jennifer Waddle. All right? And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Excuse me. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. That's Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. You've probably heard the old phrase, a place for everything and everything in its place. It's a quote attributed to Benjamin Franklin, but some believe it existed long before his time. Whatever the case, it's a quote that parents often use when trying to get their kids to tidy their rooms or put everything back where it belongs. Of course, the original example of putting things in order comes from God. The instant he spoke the words, let there be light, he saw that the light could not reside with darkness. He separated them and gave each of them a name. There was no meshing of the two, no blending them together. Instead, God saw that the light was good, and he separated it from the darkness. What a beautiful word picture for us as Christians to live separately from the darkness of this world. While we are required to live in the world, we are not required to mix with the ideas and beliefs that they call good evil and evil good. There are no gray areas for believers in Christ, for in him there is a perfect standard of right and wrong, darkness and light. Sadly, many well-meaning people have decided to blend their beliefs into a broad, gray area that is neither light nor dark. Compromise has taken the place of standing resolutely on God's unchanging word. Blending in with the culture has replaced being set apart for his glory. I get it. Living in peace with each other is a noble thing. As a peacemaker myself, sometimes to a fault, it's sometimes difficult for me to take a firm stand on what is true. But as I reread Genesis chapter 1, I'm reminded of God's perfect order and his way of separating what needs to be separated. The thing is, living separately for God shouldn't be done in an unloving or self-righteous way. In contrast, being set apart for the Lord should be displayed as great love for God and for others without compromise. We are light in a dark world, And we should be drawing people to the light of Jesus by the way we live, not repelling them because of a spirit of hatefulness or judgment. This doesn't mean we accept every belief or opinion. Instead, it means we unapologetically cling to the absolute truth of God's word in the most gentle and loving way possible. Ultimately, our Creator is the master organizer who spoke everything into existence and separated the light from the darkness. He was the first example of a place for everything and everything in its place. And when we choose to live separately for him, we'll find ourselves exactly where we need to. Amen. Amen. And those are your announcements.
Amen. Thank you for those announcements and the monitor.
Amen.
I don't
Amen.
Know how many times I'm going to forget to cut that thing off. Amen.
That's all
right. But it just fussed right back at me. Thank you, Crystal. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Have a blessed day. Tell Amir we say, hey, hey, what's up?
Amen. On the job. On the job. Amen. On the job.
All right. Getting that paper. Getting
work,
that paper.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
tell them to put something on my torque converter donations. Amen.
I'm
passing
the
torque converter. She got on my torque converter.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, amen. God bless you, Chris. See you later.
All right.
Amen. Brother Preacher, strike us up some words, and then we can get on with this Saturday.
All right. As always, thanks, Pastor O, for the opportunity. You will definitely put a brother to work.
And, you look like a sermon to me. Here. Janice, every time I call Janice, she say, oh, Lord, I shouldn't even pick up the phone. I'm like, hey, you look like a sermon to me.
Right. Talking about 2 weeks straight.
Oh, was it? Oh, man. I ain't even know.
But let us just remember that God knows everything about us. So let's just kick it with him and abide in him. Amen.
Amen. And have some fun in this life, you know.
Yeah.
All right, my brother. Take off. Have a good day and holler at the fellas for me.
All right, we'll do.
Be safe on the trip.
Yes, sir. You know it.
All right.
Peace.
Okay, y'all, we're ready for us to go home now. Oh, well. It's ready for us. Okay, we out of here. See y'all tomorrow morning, 9:30 for Sunday school, 10 o'clock for service. We out.
I know it's gonna be alright. Listen if you will. Yeah,
it's working for my good.
Mm-hmm.
It's working
for
what I could.
Hey,
even though I ain't
going. It's gonna be alright. Say it again.
It's working for my good.
Gotta do what I could.
Do what I could.
Even though I ain't.
Even though I ain't.
Ooh.
Yeah.
this one feel loose. Let's go.
Me too.